Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 20, Does Your Business Need a Do-Over? Hi there, it's Deb here. This episode is for you if you have already made the leap to start your own business and you're knee-deep in trying to make this business of yours work. And it's been a struggle for you. You feel like you've done everything right. You may have taken some marketing courses or even hired a coach, but you only get a client here and there, and you're not making any traction in your business. And you already realize that this is a make or break moment for you. You either have to make this business work or figure out something else, which likely means looking for a job. Hey, my friend, welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome home. This is the place for new or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to replace your corporate paycheck doing something you love. The truth is, you are in charge, my friend. There is no limit to what you can earn. And yes, you can build in the freedom in your business to work from anywhere and travel when you want to. But first, you need to make your business work. None of this happens if your business isn't producing for you. And this episode is brought to you by The Great Do-Over and the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. The Great Do-Over is the brand behind Life After Corporate and the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, which is our 12-week accelerator for women who are making the leap from corporate to control their income and their destiny as a service-based entrepreneur. So there's no straight line to entrepreneurship, as I'm sure you already know. The majority of my listeners didn't get a degree in starting a business, and I would also bet that you weren't trained to do launches in your job. Unless you were like me, then it was your job, as it was my job for 20 years. But before you go throwing in the towel, maybe you just need a do-over. And in this recent pandemic that we're still in, many entrepreneurs needed to shift direction. And according to the Harvard Business Review, 65% of businesses have less than 6 months of financial support in the bank. That means if you're going to pivot or have a do-over, you have to do it fast. And, you know, take heart, my friend. It is really inevitable that at some point in your entrepreneurial journey, you will have to make a pivot. And sometimes it's a small shift, and other times it's a seismic shift. It's a much larger change. So here's a little known fact. When I first started The Great Do-Over 8 years ago, it was to help smart, successful women rediscover themselves and rekindle their desires in midlife. I also coached women who were emerging from divorce and embarking on their do-over after their marriage ended. And while I loved running retreats and coaching, and that was a super satisfying practice, I realized that I was using less than half of my skill set, and that it wasn't very likely, given the business model that I had at that time, that I'd be able to build a seven-figure business as a life coach. So I made a small but providential pivot when I had the insight that the problem that most needed solving was helping women with their career do-over while making that leap from corporate to their own coaching, consulting, or training business. And it was a shift in my focus. It was a shift in my audience. It was a shift in what I delivered and how I marketed it. And it was a substantial change and really required that I pretty much start my business over. So it wasn't really a small providential pivot. It was an overhaul of my business model. And all of the money that I had spent up until this point on online advertising and building that following, my email list, the reputation I had established, my messaging, Everything had to change. But what didn't have to change was my brand. And as my friend and branding expert, Julie Catino, frequently calls me out on, I need to stop naming things, especially new products. So the Great Do-Over brand has gotten somewhat buried in life after corporate and the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. But the Great Do-Over still applies when you make the shift from leader to entrepreneur. You're having a great do-over in how you make money. And if you've already been at this for a while and you're already struggling with revenues and getting clients and you don't know why, then boom, we're settling in the middle of a pandemic. And that might be causing you a little bit of a panic attack because maybe the few things that were working a few months ago just aren't working anymore. So am I right about that? Is that where you are? But what doesn't work is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Didn't someone say that's the definition of insanity? Cognitive scientists actually call this defaulting to your neural pathways. And it's like that you've created this groove. You have this comfort factor of doing the same thing over and over again, even if it's not producing any result. And you know, truthfully, back to my relationship coaching days, the same is true of relationships. When I was coaching those women who were looking for love after divorce, they would find themselves in the same relationship again with a different partner. And a lot of our coaching work together was to help them become aware of their patterns of thinking and behaving that was resulting with them repeating the same relationships all over again, just with a different partner. It was, you know, same story, different guy or different girl. So sometimes it's your deep-seated beliefs about your own personal value or what's possible that needs to shift. And I want you to think about that. I'm going to repeat it because it's a big one. Your deep-seated beliefs about your personal value might need to shift. And I know for most women entrepreneurs just starting out, and certainly if you're a couple years in and you're needing a do-over, I would almost guarantee that you're underpricing your services or in some way you're not personally in alignment with your own value. And so you're undercharging. And when you undercharge, you limit the value that you can receive. You limit your revenue and you do yourself a disservice. So you might be repeating what you know simply because it's familiar. And to do something new or different for the first time is putting you way outside your comfort zone. So do you know what I mean? It's likely that just like relationships, some women stay in relationships that aren't working for far longer than they should because it's familiar, even though it's uncomfortable. There's comfort in the sameness, and the same may be true for your business. You can get comfortable in the sameness of your business, even though it's not working. So what I love about my work is my process doesn't change depending on who I'm working with. Whether you're just starting out or you need a do-over, it's all about changing what's not working to something that does work so that you can finally build momentum in your business, get traction, and realize your financial potential. So are you ready to get started on our do-over? If things aren't working, there's one of four things that are wrong. So you're either solving the wrong problem, targeting the wrong people, making the wrong offer, or delivering the wrong message. And the first step is getting focused on the problem you want to solve. And the good news is there are big challenges out there in the world today arising for people and organizations every single day. With this pandemic and the impact on education, schools are struggling with how to fulfill their commitments to educate and graduate students. And it's not ideal circumstances. I mean, teachers weren't taught how to deliver curriculum online. Students were not prepared to take classes over Zoom. and we know that classroom education works. We just don't have a proven model for remote education at the elementary school or the secondary school level. And that's just one example, you know, so this might be a good time to get your notebook and take 5 minutes to write down all of the challenges that are emerging in this time, in this space, whenever you're listening to this podcast. This could be way past the pandemic and there are new challenges emerging, new situations where people are struggling to solve problems. So whatever that is, brainstorming, what are the problems that need solutions right now? So for my business, more and more women are finding themselves laid off from their jobs. So maybe they've already been thinking about making the leap to their own coaching or consulting practice, or maybe it's a time for just massive reinvention and doing something that you're more passionate about. So whichever way, we'll be seeing a dramatic rise in women at the peak of their earning potential starting a new business. Or maybe you've been working from home during this experience, and this has created for you a desire for that flexibility on a more regular basis. And if you can replace your paycheck working from home, like who wouldn't want that, right? I love working in my home office, looking out over my back deck. I can take breaks in the middle of the day, go make myself some lunch, go take a walk, meet a friend for lunch. The freedom and flexibility. And when I had my son, when he was younger and he was at home, it meant I could be class parent. You know, I was at the high school a couple of days a week, heading up the 11th and 12th grade parenting group. So, you know, you can get hooked by the work from home experience. And maybe that's got you thinking of, well, how would I make this work? How would I replace my corporate paycheck having that freedom and flexibility to do something on my own? So the first question is, what problem do you solve, my friend? And what makes you perfect to solve it? And how are you different from others who are already out there? Now, the next part is trickier, because maybe you have been targeting the wrong people. So if you've already been doing this a couple of years and things aren't working, maybe you haven't been targeting the right people with the solution to the problem you solve. So the most common mistake that new business owners make is not wanting to leave money on the table. So you dilute your focus by trying to appeal to everyone in a giant category instead of solving a very specific problem for a very narrow audience. So think about all the people that you have loved working with up to this point in time. What do they all have in common? What makes them ideal? What gives you so much joy when you wake up in the morning and you see that that person is on your calendar and you get to serve them today? How does that make you feel? And what are the characteristics of that joy? Where does that delight in serving that person or that company come from? And how can you narrow down your market to focus on others just like them? So for instance, in my business, I know my best clients come from corporate or nonprofit at the peak of their careers. They are passionate about using their skills to make an impact and solve real problems. They're tired of being away from their families, and they find themselves bored at the top of their profession, and they want to create more. And my clients are super smart. They're super successful. They're very ambitious, and they're very passionate about solving a problem. So if you're taking notes, or if you're not taking notes, you're not in a place you can take notes, come back and listen to this episode again and write down my ideal audience and describe the people that make up your market. And you've been listening and you know that you will make more money and reach more people if you choose a narrow market. I really want you to own your space. I want you to be known as the one who ... whatever it is that you do. So the next step is developing things that your audience wants to buy. So when you think about your ideal client, the people that give you joy, the people you really love to work with, what is it that they really need? What is it they want to buy? And this typically requires some research and some testing. It's not always easy to come to the conclusion of what your product is. And it's not easy to outline how to get about that here in this podcast, but start having conversations with those ideal clients that give you joy about what they wish they had. And then test your idea on your service with them and get the reactions to it. So don't build your business in a vacuum. And new ideas emerge from these conversations. You don't know what you don't know, and your ideal clients may surprise and delight you with some exciting new offering that you haven't thought of before. Make sense? So the next step is your message. If you're finding it hard to get traction with your audience, maybe it's your message that just isn't landing. So go back and listen to episode 9 on narcissistic marketing. Just like you can't create your services in a vacuum. That's so hard to say, vacuum. Just like you can't create your services in a vacuum, you can't create your messaging in a vacuum either. The biggest mistake new business owners make is trying to develop clever marketing messages. And by the way, if you have had a career in marketing, we're the worst offenders, right? So we're trying to make everything sound sexy and exciting, and clever doesn't really sell. Authentic sells. So it's simple. The way you break down and pivot your business, if you're not getting any traction, you feel you need a do-over, is to look at the problem you solve, the people you serve, and the message that you put out there. Got it? Okay, so kidding aside, I know this stuff really isn't easy. And if you have a question, shoot me an email at deb@thegreatdoover.com. That's Deb, D-E-B, at the great, G-R-E-A-T, doover, which is doover.com. Because the worst mistake you can make is to still put effort and pour money behind something that's clearly not working. And recently I read an article about how the pandemic has affected startups. And more than 60% of businesses had less than 6 months of cash available in the bank. And that's how I started this. So this episode today. So if you think about it, you know, look at your cash flow, look at your bank account, and ask yourself, how long am I willing to wait before I finally figure this out? So if you need to shift your focus, shift your focus. And if you need help doing that, I have some great news to share. The Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs is accepting new applicants. We're getting started with a new cohort in the next 2 weeks. And the Launch Lab is my accelerator for women who have made the leap from corporate or from the nonprofit world, who want to test their big idea. And it's where I work side by side with you on solving the right problem, targeting the right people, creating the right solution, and developing a compelling message. And you can learn more at thegreatdoover.com/launch-lab. So that's thegreatdoover.com/launch-lab. There's a short assessment for you to fill out. And if we feel you're a great fit for us, we'll be in touch. We have literally had dozens of women create profitable programs through the Launch Lab in the last 2 years, and it's my methodology that I perfected over the last 20 years of launching services in corporate. And if you are needing your own providential pivot, so suppose you're, you know, take the scenario where you've been doing this for 2, 3, even 4 or 5 years, my friend, and you need a do-over, then the Launch Lab is for you too. We have several clients who are in the Launch Lab and refocusing their business after kind of hitting a dead end where things weren't really getting traction. And as I mentioned before, sometimes it's just a 2-millimeter shift in focus on the people you serve or what you're offering, how you're offering it, how you're packaging it, how you're pricing it, or how you're messaging it. Because I want you to be successful. I want you to have the freedom, the flexibility, the joy of creating your own time, creating your own income, and having an impact through your work. So I hope you'll join us. And if you have any questions for me, you can reach me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and of course, the Life After Corporate Facebook group. Hope to see you there. That's it for now, my friends. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.